Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go, your morning cup of millionaire motivation. And this morning's episode is about the power of intention. Thank you so much for joining us. This Tuesday, like every Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go program and give you 15 minutes of millionaire motivation by crawling into the heads of top millionaire thinkers and putting out an in-depth, step-by-step strategy that you can incorporate into your life right now so you can start your day the millionaire way. And for this day after Valentine's February 15th, 2011 broadcast, we are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices right here in sunny Scottsdale, Arizona. And the power of intention is oft misunderstood or equated with other things that it simply just is not. One thing that the millionaires know over the masses is how to control your own personal power. Now, we just completed a two-part series on personal power, and what we know we can control are our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions. And then everything else is just influence. But elevating our level of personal power to its finest and highest potential gives us the ability to influence others and enjoin them in our cause. It's pretty exciting. But the power of intention is slightly different. This goes to one segment of what we control, and that's our thoughts. When we look at anything, the world, our lives, our children, our family, our spouses, our partners, significant others, do we look at the world with the cup is half full or the cup is half empty mentality? Now, I'm not going to be clever like some people say, oh, throw away the cup, spill the water outside the cup. This isn't about that. But your perspective and your original thought is what will determine how successful you will be at any given endeavor. We know this because of the power of faith. And what we refer to as miracles in medicine, in history, is usually just an unending faith or belief. So what we want to do is harness that power of intention and hone it, make it laser sharp and incredibly effective. The power of intention works with the rest of the universe. And you've heard me, for those of you who listen regularly, have heard me say on our show how much we are biochemical beings. We're electromagnetic beings. And therefore, we give off a vibration. And just like the water ripples after a pebble is thrown into a pool of water, so too our energy and intention ripples through the universe. And what else do we know? As each band or wave from that stone ripples further away from the stone, it widens. The circle widens. And as a result, your power goes not only on infinitely, but exponentially increases with each successive wave. So it's not just the first intention that you put out there, but it's each successive intent that follows, that strengthens that ripple effect. It's pretty powerful when you think about it in these terms. Most people don't engage the power of intention or associate it with the ripple effect of energy. Now, if you don't have good intentions, doesn't mean that you don't have that ripple effect going. It just means that you're putting out negative energy. What so many people lack in understanding is that it takes more effort and energy to frown than smile. It takes more effort and energy to be mean, vicious, condescending. It is effortless to be happy, but you must choose it. It is effortless to radiate positivity, but you must choose it. It is easy to exist at a basal cellular level. And it is difficult and takes more work to be evil. In addition, a very powerful side effect to that negativity and evil or destructive intention is dis-ease. When our bodies are not at ease, and when we're creating angst for ourselves and for others, our body is not at ease. And when we are in a state of dis-ease, this is where all of those terrible health issues plant their seed, in negativity, in hostility, in anger, contempt. And that lays the foundation for cancer to put its stranglehold inside your body. But by harnessing the power of intention, by concentrating on that original thought that we have, and structure everything we do with a positive intent and purpose, and language it as such, we will put out some incredibly positive vibrations. And when our intent is to do good and serve ourselves and serve others, in a healthy, meaningful way, we will radiate what we desire, and the universe will match our intention with reward. It will be like a magnet that will pull what you desire towards you. Now, I mentioned having a positive intent and languaging it that way. We must always state what we want, not what we don't want. Have you ever noticed when you try to stop a child and say, "Don't spill that on the floor," and then what do? Spill it on the floor. You need to language what it is that you don't want, or what you want, not what you don't want. When you say, "I don't want to be poor," the brain does not hear the negativity. Your mind works so fast that it misses the no, and it just takes specific instruction from the words that you've given it. So it's not even hearing that you don't want to be poor. It's hearing, "I want poverty." And subconsciously, you create that for yourself. Are you in debt? Are you overwhelmed? Are you buried by your bills? Do you not want to go to work each day because you hate what you've done? And you can't figure out why. It's because your intention is not in line with what you truly want. What we must do is say, "I want to be rich. I am rich." And that has different meanings for different people. But in either case, you are working on a positive, an affirmative statement. So we must remember, when we talk about the power of intention, it's about languaging our desires to be in line with what we want, not what we don't want. So when we focus on what it is we truly want in life, we need to state that in the affirmative. That's why affirmations work so well. We will do our 6 P's for affirmation success next week and show you how you can take the power of intention to the next level. Now, fully and completely integrate these ideas about languaging our desires in the positive now. See yourself in this way, using the power of positive intention. Look forward into the future and notice how differently people respond to you. Absorb that positive feeling. What does it sound like, smell like, taste like, feel like, look like? Bring that back with you into this moment and gently tap along your wrist on the right side. And anytime you are feeling down or blue or need some power of positive intention, just reach over that right wrist and you'll anchor that feeling of success and the power of positive intention right in, and you'll bring it right back. You'll be in that moment. You'll imagine it as if it was happening again. You are fully alive, fully awake, feeling all your feelings. Look around the room, read a few words off of a page. Now continue to experience this positive energy as you go forth into your day and create your positive intention for yourself and for the world. Thanks so much for joining us. You've been listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio To Go. I'm Heather Wagenhals, your host and guide, saying finally, financial freedom can be yours at www.unlockyourwealth.com. Now go out and make it a millionaire day. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.